Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. You know the story. Rural land inhabited by wildlife, developed for suburban life, receives unwelcome visitation by the previous tenants.
We can coexist with wildlife in the urban areas, but to do so, in many cases, we need a change of attitude.
Brett Johnson is an urban wildlife biologist in Dallas County. He educates communities about wildlife, especially coyotes, that occasionally visit the hood.
People tend to have one of two reactions when they see a coyote, and those two reactions are either they are afraid and back away from it and basically allow the coyote to continue doing whatever it's doing at that time, or they get all excited and want to see how close they can get to it.
Neither reaction is suitable when developing an appropriate human-coyote relationship, says Johnson.
Either one of those two reactions are going to cause the coyote to start getting more and more comfortable around humans.
Once these animals lose their fear of humans, they can become a nuisance. Tomorrow, dealing with coyotes.
If the coyotes are coming into a residential area and you see one, first off, try to scare it.
That's our show. We had help today from Sarah Bibbs. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series, and it's funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.